There's never been a more important time to have really good teachers. And as long as we're talking about teachers, we might as well talk about school principals. Whenever you hear about a school turnaround or an amazing reform effort, one of the indispensable components of these is a good principal. On the flip side, teacher retention is the worst in the first 3 years of a teacher's career. And one of the most often cited reasons by these teachers for leaving the profession is a lack of support or understanding from the principal. Truly, the onus is on WSU's Educational Leadership Program to ensure its principal certification is top-notch. For more on this, we talked to Tina McDonald from WSU Spokane.
Covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology and sport management, it's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Back here on Education Eclipse, and we're joined by Tina McDonald, who's an assistant clinical professor. She's also the coordinator of our principal certification program on the east side of the state, eastern Washington. That includes Wenatchee, Pullman, Spokane, and she's a heck of a great gal. So, Tina, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. First of all, let me just straight up ask, like, this program, principal certification, we believe we know who it serves. It serves principals, but tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. We are looking to help young leaders become successful in their endeavors. And so our principal certification program includes students who are also getting their master's degrees or who have their master's degree and just coming back for the certification program. We have two great folks who help in the program. Dr. Janine Butler helps out of Wenatchee, and Dr. Shannon Calderon helps out of Pullman. And we have a robust cohort model that serves people that want to become certified principals.
Now, you would know a little something about what it's like to be in administration of a public school district. So tell me about how you're uniquely, I guess, fit to be a coordinator of this program. Tell me a little bit about your background, just for context.
Sure. Well, I left public education after 36 years. I started out as a high school teacher, then did middle school, did elementary school, did my principal certification back in the early 1980s, and worked in principal roles, and then central office, and retired as a school superintendent. And I've seen a lot of change over the years. When I first did my principal certification, we spent time talking about more management than instructional leadership. It's really changed as the almost 40 years have gone by, the focus of what principals do.
Okay, so with that context, understanding your background, understanding who the principal certification serves, then let me ask, what are some of the complexities of today's education that requires this to be a really strong program? Your job to make it as strong as we can. What are some of those complexities that are requiring this?
I would say, and I've done many of the different roles in education, I would say the principal job is one of the most complex. In comparison to the superintendent job, where superintendents have a little more time to make decisions, oftentimes principals have to make split decisions and numerous decisions over the course of the day. In this day and age, they have to help their staff members go through tremendous amounts of change as we look at new state standards, new ways of being observed and being evaluated, and looking at the context of what we want students to learn. The student population has changed to where principals are working with more diverse populations and working with families that may not speak English, and making sure that all students feel successful and can learn. So I really believe that the job of the principal is very complex, and we need to do everything possible we can to give our students the best tools to be successful. One of the things that I say is if students come to WSU, once a cougar, always a cougar.
And I definitely believe in that.
And so what that means for us is that we continue to check in with our graduates. We help them be successful. We try to guarantee to their employers that they've got a good hire, and we'll do everything we can to help them be successful as they continue in their leadership roles.
I think that's awesome. We've identified the need that we have. We've identified who enters the program. You know, obviously they want to be well prepared, but now they get here. You mentioned give them the tools. So what does that include when they come here? What is it that we teach them? What is it that they learn?
That's a really good question. One of the things that I think is a value of a cohort model is that they build a community of learners. And part of our program involves that students do their internship simultaneously with taking classwork. So we have classwork that goes anywhere from the law, human resources, finance, leadership, working with assessment of learning, lots of different areas. But the critical component that makes our program really successful is students are doing their internship while they're taking classes. And so they embed the theory into practice, and they come back and we discuss scenarios and things that are happening and how to best understand and make those scenarios become successful if they happen to do run into those things in their own situation.
I would guess that they do all the time. They run into those things. Now I'm really putting you on the spot, but do you have a success story or something that, you know, somebody's called you and said, "This was so great. I'm so prepared now. I thought I would do fine, but now I realize like that I couldn't have done it without this."
Well, I have several, but I'll tell you two. One just happened on Monday morning. I get a call at 7:30 in the morning. "Tina, I got the job." One of the things that I like is really making sure that our students understand that anything that they do in the internship, they have to have data to be able to show that it's making an effect on student learning. And several districts now are asking candidates to be able to show what they've done that makes an impact. And I was just really proud and have been proud that almost 100% of our candidates have positions. And I really think the measure of a program is whether or not people get a job and whether they're successful. The second thing I would tell you about is what we call is the wolf pack. I have a group of students who started 2 years ago. They all got a job at the same time, and they did a quasi-professional learning community where they met once a month and mentored each other. And what they have done is they've also given back to the profession, and any of our graduates that are that finish up and get a job are then encouraged to join the Wolfpack, and they get a mentoring group of people that are in the field and doing the work.
I know that a lot of what you've said is already an answer to the next question, but maybe we can synthesize it even more. There are a lot of colleges. There are a lot of universities that offer a principal certification. So without naming any of them, what is it that our college does that might be unique in this program? What do you feel as a recruitment tool we could say, this is what makes us by far the best?
Well, I think that, one, we have quality instructors in the program. We have practitioners who are currently serving as principals and superintendents. We have academic staff who are renowned authors in their field. And we have clinical folks like myself who bridge that gap between theory and practice. The other thing that I would say is that we do believe in a two-year internship program. Many programs have a shorter internship. We feel it's important that our folks, the first year they're learning to change from thinking like a teacher to a principal. The second year, they are in a principal frame of mind, and they look at things differently. They solve problems differently. So I think what one of the strengths we have is that they're learning through those 2 years, and they're prepared. They're ready for the job. I work with superintendents and HR directors from around the area, and I try to find out what are they looking for, what do they want, and we try to prepare our candidates so they're going to fit the needs of their district.
Do you ever feel like, golly, if we moved to like a 1 year, we would be able to increase enrollment in the program, even knowing that it would be to their detriment? But does that ever cross your mind that we've got to do what is in the best interest of them long term?
Oh, I believe that what we're doing works. And I don't think you fix something if it's not broken. And right now, you know, our folks that come to the program, they do have to spend extra time. They do have to have a very rigorous curriculum. However, I always believe whatever you put in, you get out. And so, you know, if people, they're spending money to be in our program. So we want to make sure we give them the best bang for the buck. And I think the bang for the buck is getting a job and being successful in that job. And because we have a longer internship, and, you know, it may not appeal to everybody because some people want to hurry through. But I think what we do is prepare them to be successful. And that's what really matters in the long term.
So what's on the horizon for the program in the next year, next 5 years? What are some of the goals, objectives? What do you see as kind of your pie in the sky vision?
Well, what's really interesting is we have spent this last year going through, we've had focus groups from around the state where we've had practitioners and scholars come together, and we're trying to hear from voices in the field of what do we need. And we are going through a redesign right now across the state in our principal programs, trying to make sure that we are not missing anything. Right now, Dr. Calderon and I are working on an online class in human resources, and we're actually meeting with Spokane Public Schools and listening and finding out what do our graduates need to know. And so we're trying to make sure that our classes really fit the needs of today's leaders. And so I would say within the next 5 years, you'll see some changes. We'll keep what's good, and we'll add to those classes the things that we're hearing from the field that our students need to be successful.
Outside my role in the college, of course, I'm a parent, so I have 4 kids, and I pay attention to the schools. I pay attention to principals, and we have a lot of great principals in this state. You can always tell when they're Coug trained. So thank you so much, Tina McDonald, for being the coordinator of this principal certification program. She's also an assistant clinical professor here at the College of Education. Tina, thank you for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate taking time with you today.
And go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.